It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of 2 Peter, we are teaching a series on the book of 2 Peter, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The second epistle of Peter, written by the Apostle Peter, one of the original 12 apostles of Jesus Christ. This particular epistle of 2 Peter was written approximately 60 AD to 65 AD from Babylon. The theme of 2 Peter consists of teachings against apostasy, which is defined as departing from the faith in the last days. Individuals that knew the Lord Jesus Christ through salvation, who chose to backslide continually, shipwrecked their faith, departed from the Lord, and went back into the world. Scripture teaches in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that in the last days, many shall depart from the faith. Individuals cannot depart from the faith unless they were already in the faith. 2 Peter also teaches on Christian virtues, warnings against false teachers, and the day of the Lord. This is the teaching on the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2. The book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, is the sister chapter of the book of Jude. And you'll find many similarities, and individuals should cross-reference the book of Jude and 2 Peter chapter 2 as they study. The book of 2 Peter chapter 2, part 1, verses 1 through 3. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Here in verses 1 through 3, further warning on false teachers, as the book of 2 Peter emphasizes the last day fallout and the apostasy that's to come. False teachers rising up then as they are rising up today. False teachers with false heresy, false doctrine that causes many to go astray and shipwreck their faith. Jesus Christ warned about this in Matthew chapter 7, wolves in sheep clothing, leading people astray in Matthew 24, 11. Paul teaches on this in the book of 1 Timothy, the book of 2 Timothy, the book of 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. Throughout the scriptures, we are warned of false teachers that come to lead people astray. Two of the prime attacks of the devil is persecution against the church from the outside and false doctrine against the church from the inside. Verse 1 speaks of damnable heresies. We read an example earlier about Hymenaeus and Philetus, who taught that the church missed the resurrection and began to shipwreck the faith of many, as Paul warned in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 1 speaks of them denying the Lord Jesus Christ, denying them in their verbiage, denying them in their lifestyle, denying the Lord that bought them. This is a reference to Acts chapter 20, verse 28, where Jesus Christ purchased a church with his own blood. Scripture teaches we are bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ, and we serve him and we love him. For scripture teaches we love him because he first loved us. Verse 1 speaks of their destruction being swift. This speaks of God's imminent and just judgment. Verse 2 speaks of these individuals slandering the truth, slandering those that speak the truth in order to promulgate their false doctrine. Verse 3 speaks of their lust, their covetousness, their greedy gain for power and influence and position that drives them to preach this false doctrine. Micah chapter 3 verse 11 gave an example of this same problem in the days of old. The heads therefore judge for reward, and the priests therefore teach for hire, and the prophets therefore divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. These individuals had the motive of fleecing the flock instead of feeding the flock, and used greedy gain for their personal gain instead of the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ezekiel chapter 34 teaches on false leaders that fleece the flock instead of feeding the flock, and instead line their own pockets with greedy gain, and not for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. These individuals in verses 1 through 3 are at fault for promulgating false doctrine, but also there are those who hear this and accept these lies rather than hearing the truth. Scripture teaches in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from hearing the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. There are those in the local church that desire to have their ears tickled and hear things that they want to hear rather than hear things they need to hear. And as a result, they listen and promote the false teachers with false doctrine and begin to, on the other hand, persecute those who try and speak the truth. Scripture gives warning on these false teachers throughout the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15 states, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. There are many individuals who are promulgating false doctrine who appear to be righteous. Jesus Christ taught, "You shall know them by their fruit." Individuals must be held accountable and judged based on if they're preaching and teaching the unadulterated word of God and if their life backs up what they are preaching. Verses 4 through 6. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Here in verses 4 through 6, we see examples of judgment on an apostate culture. There are those that were living back then and living today, believing that God will not judge certain individuals. And here is three examples that the scripture is teaching on how God is no respecter of persons and committed judgment based on their particular life and choices they've made. Verse number 4 speaks of the angels that sinned in Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. Particular angels left their spiritual habitation to corrupt and pollute the seed of women in order to keep the Messiah from coming. These particular angels were judged and are cast down into chains of everlasting torment and darkness. Jude verse 6 echoes this same concept and states, "The angels that kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains of darkness until the judgment of the great day." Verse 5 speaks of judgment on the antediluvian world, or the world before the flood. Noah is taught in the book of Genesis, chapter 6 through chapter 8. Noah was a preacher of righteousness and built an ark at God's command for 120 years. And for 120 years, God was using Noah to preach righteousness, that the judgment of a flood is coming. And to escape the judgment, individuals must repent and come into the ark of safety. So much so was grace given to that particular culture that Methuselah, whose name means that when he shall die, the flood shall come, was a warning to that particular world that a flood is coming. And the day that Methuselah died, the flood came. Verse 5 speaks of Noah, the eighth person that was saved inside the ark, Noah and his wife, Noah's three sons and their wives, total of eight. Eight from the entire world chose to trust in the Lord. Jesus said, "Many are called, but few are chosen." Verse 6 speaks of Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis chapter 19 teaches on Sodom and Gomorrah, cities that were given over to the lusts of the flesh, would not repent, and God destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about them in like manner. Jude verse 7 echoes this same principle by stating, "Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh," speaking of homosexuality, "are set forth for an example of suffering the vengeance of eternal fire." Here in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 6, Peter is giving three examples of how God is no respecter of persons, and individuals that live that certain lifestyle, evident of trusting in the flesh and not trusting in the Lord, received judgment and the consequences of their own choices. If God spared not the angels, if God spared not the old world with Noah during the flood, if God spared not the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, he will certainly not spare those today who choose to live by the appetites and dictates of the flesh instead of living by faith according to the Spirit. Scripture teaches in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I also told you in time past, that they which do such things, practice such things, have this kind of lifestyle, shall not inherit the kingdom of God." This point is further discussed in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 10. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Verses 7 through 9. "And delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. And the Lord knoweth how to deliver the ungodly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." Here in verses 7 through 9, Peter is giving an example of an individual who was delivered during the time of great sin on the earth, as God gave examples of judgment in verses 4, 5, and 6. Peter is giving examples of deliverance in verses 7, 8, and 9. For those who are living godly, for those that love the Lord, for those that are vexed with this unrighteous world and are being tormented, persecuted, ridiculed, mocked, ostracized, blackballed, lied upon, and vexed, God has deliverance for us. Scripture teaches, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. Ye believe in God, believe also in Jesus. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there ye may be also." This is the teaching on the second epistle of Peter, part 1. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Please pray this prayer with me today. Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.